Hi there. The word for you today is on getting unstuck. Eugene Peterson in The Message paraphrases Paul's words in Philippians 3:14 this way, I'm often running and I'm not turning back. Though you've settled the issues of forgiveness and faith, getting unstuck involves two more challenges. And here they are. You will learn number one, flexibility. When your faith runs into obstacles, your flexibility will keep you in the race. You need the ability to roll with the punches and to bend without breaking. Don't marry your methods. Be willing to make a mid-course correction when it's needed. Now, flexibility isn't ambivalence or wishy-washiness, having no convictions or principles. Flexibility is an attitude of determination to adjust to life's challenges and stay on course. To trust God for wisdom. To fine-tune your responses to changing circumstances. It also involves a commitment to take action. A positive mindset alone won't get you unstuck. Repeating a mantra won't do it. You've got to do something. Remember, big doors swing on little hinges. So taking a small step of faith is what's required to get you moving forward. Okay? And the second thing here is firmness. First, you got to learn to be flexible. Second, you got to learn to be firm or resolve and not quit. You'll encounter problems that leave you no option but to stand still for a while, like the Israelites between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army. In the tightest of spots, they received this fivefold counsel. 1. Don't give in to fear. Don't let it decide your response. 2. Stand still. Stop your irrational, emotion-driven behaviors. 3. Quit talking. Don't talk yourself into defeat. 4. Look for God's way forward. Expect Him to take action that'll help you get unstuck. And 5. Be ready to move forward when He opens the way. Now, these are very simple steps, but you know what? They're powerful. They're powerful. And when you take them, they work. You say, but what about when I blow it? Acknowledge it. Repent of it. Relabel it valuable lessons learned and put it in your, quote, what not to do next time file.